Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. And Wednesday, April 5th, we are on the road to the LCC West Campus, just west of Lansing, Michigan, for Star Tank. Here's a panel discussion led by Michigan Business Network's Chris Holman.
This microcosm of living in a snow globe, it isn't just your business and that's a whole thing inside there. Your business is the whole world, and there are people in it that can help you. You got to get out of mentality, which I often suffer and pay the price for, which is I think I know better than everybody else. And as I keep stumbling, I've discovered how little I know compared to everybody else. But luckily enough, I've had very good people, very good teams to help prop me up and keep everything going down the line. So as he's saying, get yourself a team, because it isn't just you and it doesn't have to be. Let me throw one more in. I see you want to jump in on that. Don't make the mistake of being a passion business owner, meaning my first business I ran for almost 9 years. I didn't pay myself for the first two, and I couldn't pay myself for the last two. The first two, startup loans, paid employees, the last two was 08, 09, 2010, where money had disappeared from everybody. If you have not started paying yourself after a couple of years, you have to take a hard look and go, this isn't a business, it's a hobby. Find either a way to adjust that and make it a business, or you got to walk away, because you will be miserable when you put in a 100-hour week and you've made $10 out of it.
You know, a lot of people fell victim in 8, 9, and 10, and you're absolutely right. You know, it was through no fault of your own. You may have had a great business plan. Didn't matter. The economy collapsed. Collateral went down. So loans that were really good, people that had never missed a loan payment were asked by the bank to get out, to pay off their loans and get out, because the collateral didn't look good on the paper. So it was a whole different circumstance. But boy, the remark you make, and I don't think we can overemphasize it, don't get passionately caught up. Don't let that ever drive you.
Do be passionate about it.
Yeah.
But be realistic.
Yeah.
Follow up on that. Currently we're reading from Howard Schultz, Corey Hart, so he faces the decision of whether or not to stick with his core values and his mission statement in his business, or whether to progress with the current environment that he is in his business stage. So I guess my question is, how do you guys decide when to push toward what the environment wants rather than what you would want in your business?
For me, it's does it meet my goals? You know, I want a house, I want a car of this value, I have a daughter, am I saving up for her? If your current revenue model, your current lifestyle is happy for you, and you want to keep it that way, then stay where you are. If you look at it and go, I want this bigger house, I want this better car, I want this better college, then you've got to address, how do I get there from here? So that's kind of a personal choice, I would say, because no one's going to force you to turn it into the next Google. You know, it's up to you.
I would say, and the Japanese call it Kaizen, which is continuous improvement. I would say that your marketplace changes about 1.5% per year. So if you ever stand still with anything, you're going to slowly slide behind the market change. And eventually you'll meet this red line that says irrelevant. And then the marketplace will tell you you're out of business. So you need to have to continually evaluate that. You need to have to continually get out there. And the networking is a big part of it. You got to get out and talk to people. You got to get out and talk to bankers. You got to hear your sales force saying, well, this is what I'm running into. Because those things change. I'm not saying you change morally. But I'm saying you may change standards as America's change, as standards change, or at least as your marketplace changes. Because no matter how you feel about yourself, it doesn't really matter. It's how your customers and your constituents and everybody else view you is what matters. And you better meet that expectation.
Thank you. We stopped you guys with Chris Holman, and it's not the perfect thing. Let's give our panelists a hand.
Thank Thank you. I can't believe I have to listen to you guys all day.
I'm talking to you.
There's a reason he has his own radio show. So he can keep talking.
As long as we got them down here, let's give these panelists a hand for their time this morning. And I want to publicly thank the judges for this morning, Tom and Doug, and where's my third one? A couple of them had to depart. Oh, Brett, I'm sorry. Next to Audrey, they either you're kind of short. I feel real fortunate. I forget if we're a seventh or eighth year of doing this. These things happen because, number one, there's money involved. And you're here because you have an opportunity to get some money, and that's important. And so I want to thank the three sponsors for this event. And Vivian Keeney is here and working with our foundation. She's been very generous in the last several years to support this particular event. Case Credit Union, which is supporting a lot of things at the LCC campus. Again, they continue to sponsor. And Tony Willis, who had to leave from Leap.
We want to thank you so much for being with us, and we want to thank all of our guests, and we'll look forward to spending time with you next time right here. From all of us at the Michigan Business Network, we wish you a very prosperous day.